Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Good evening. Good morning. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it's the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me. And wow, what a week. What a weekend. A few, game sevens, with whether they were in the NHL hockey playoffs or the NBA playoffs. We got ourselves some game sevens. And we actually got ourselves two really good game sevens in the NBA. Toronto hanging on, winning 92-90 from a Kawhi Leonard shot. And then on the other hand, you had Portland going into Denver and winning on the road in a Game 7, man. Just something that really doesn't happen that often in sports. And CJ McCollum was flat out off the hook, man. 37 points. First Western Conference Finals since 2000. For the Portland Trailblazers? That's right, people. Since 2000. I believe they were going up against Shaq and Kobe back in the day in the Los Angeles Lakers, if I'm not mistaken. And that's something that is definitely far, far, far in the rearview mirror for the Los Angeles Lakers when you think about what's happening with those guys. But I don't want to take the spotlight off of where it should be. We've got ourselves four really good basketball teams left in the NBA playoffs. Golden State will now be playing Portland in the Western Conference Finals. And yes, my Milwaukee Bucks will be playing the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference. So it's going to get even better, man. I'm telling you what, the second round was really good. A couple of game sevens, could have had a third one with Golden State and Houston, but Houston just wasn't up to the task. So anyways, you can tell where my focus is. It's going to be a lot about the NBA and the playoffs, but we'll get into Major League Baseball. We'll get into some NHL hockey where the Bruins are looking fantastic, by the way, man. Carolina, they need to get home for some of that home cooking. I know I hear the music. I got to get taking a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back. I'll get into things. So much to get into. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
A minute left. Lowry drives in. Oh, it goes down! Kyle Lowry! A chance at a three-point. Shunas in the spacing with Miles opens up Kevin Love for a three-pointer. Miles the pull-up and rims in and one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man. Great game sevens. Like, seriously, great game sevens. Toronto, Philadelphia was ugly, but at the same time, there was probably some beauty to it if you're a Toronto Raptor fan. And what's up with this Joel Embiid guy, man? I'm sorry, bro, but you're a grown man. You don't cry after wins and losses, and you just look like a big baby, bro. I'm sorry, man, but, like, what's that all about? I'm serious, man. What is that all about? Going down the tunnel, crying like a little baby? It's a game, for crying out loud, man. You're living out your childhood dream. Unreal, man. Seriously, unreal. All right, so let's kind of go through some of the numbers. 92-90 was the final score. Toronto wins. But when you look a little bit in depth and into it a little bit more, you know what? Joel Embiid, he struggled, man. I know he had 21 points. He has 11 rebounds, 3 block shots. But he was 6 of 18 from the field. That's not really showing up in a big-time game like this. Ben Simmons, I mean, if the guy could shoot, he'd be dangerous. But all he can make is dunks and layups. Jimmy Buckets, 5 of 14, whereas in game 6 at home, the guy was really good. Tobias Harris, relatively quiet, 15 points. I mean, they got decent numbers out of their starters. But where the hell's the bench, Philadelphia? You played 3 guys off your bench. Scott, Ennis, and a token couple of minutes for Greg Monroe. Again, man, if you have been listening to me at all, I'm telling you right now, sooner or later, the way that you play your starters has an impact on whether or not you win games. I've been making a serious effort of explaining to you people each and every time I come on the air and talk to you about this here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America, and we go through the numbers. Let me throw this at you, man. And again, I understand it's a game seven, so it's at this point, it's like you do whatever you got to do to get the victory. So I understand. Tobias Harris plays 42 minutes. Embiid plays 45. Simmons, 42. Butler, 43. And J.J. Redick, 40. That's a lot of minutes, man. It doesn't leave you any time to play any bench guys when you think about it. Let's take a look at what Toronto did. And it's going to be similar, man. And I'm telling you right now, these things are going to come to bite these teams in the butt. It bit Philadelphia on the road in a game seven. It's going to come down to, it's going to bite the Raptors in the butt against the Bucks too. I'm telling you right now. So here's what they did. Siakam, 38 minutes. That's okay. I can live with that. Kawhi Leonard, 43 minutes. Marc Gasol, 45 minutes. Kyle Lowry, 39 minutes. And the guy went out of the game for a moment with a like a sprained thumb or whatever, a left thumb that was sprained. And he still got 39 minutes. He went back in the locker room for crying out loud. And then Danny Green plays 30 minutes, which pedestrian. Serge Ibaka and Van Vliet are the only guys you bring off your bench? They played seven players, man. This is like rec league ball. I'm telling you right now, the Raptors can't do that and beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And I don't know if they can beat the Milwaukee Bucks anyway. We'll get to that stuff in a moment. We'll get to all those matchups. But again, my theme with the NBA playoffs has been watching how many minutes guys are playing and what kind of rotation these coaches are using. And I'll tell you what, man, this is not a winning formula. This is not a winning formula for Toronto. This is not a winning formula for 76ers, and it caught them. It got them. I don't understand what goes on in the heads of coaches when they don't use all their resources. It's like the other day when Golden State wins in six in Houston. Nobody saw that coming because they're playing without Kevin Durant and Steph wasn't playing well. Klay's been struggling. But at the end of the day, Steve Kerr was forced to put his bench in a position to show up, and they did. It's like the guy didn't even know he had some of these guys. He forgot about some of the guys that he played the other day. Forgot that he had them on his bench, man. And I think that's the same situation here for the Toronto Raptors. I mean, you've got to play more players than seven players. You can't expect your starters to play 40-plus minutes. It's troublesome. But it was a good game. I mean, it was a really good game. That's the kind of game seven that I want to see. I want to see a tightly contested game. I want to see it coming down to a last minute, a last second shot, whatever. That's what I want to see. And seriously, most sports fans want to see that too. Unless it's your team, I guess, and you're like, oh, I just want to roll this team. I don't care what the score is. But being a fan of the game, you want to see competitive games. This was a competitive game. 2-point game. It doesn't get much closer. And to do it the way that Kawhi Leonard did it, and I'm not taking anything away from the guy. Dude had 41 points. I mean, he has been one of those guys that has been really good in the playoffs. 16 of 39 from the field for him. 41 points. And when you need a bucket, that's a guy that wants the ball. You know, when you look at everything that was him and Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka gave him a real big lift, 17 points off the bench. And I knew that Serge would have to play a big role. I thought that, you know, Gasol was Siakam, he's been a lot better, but hasn't really contributed in the points as of late. And Kyle Lowry, man, I don't know. I'm telling you right now that they're gonna have a real tough time beating the Milwaukee Bucks. They really are. The Milwaukee Bucks are a juggernaut. They really are. But congratulations to Toronto. Congratulations to Portland, which we didn't even get into that. We'll get into that one on the other side, because I'll tell you what, people were expecting a big game out of Damian Lillard, and he actually did have a big game. He didn't have a huge scoring game, but he impacted the game in so many different ways, getting rebounds, getting assists, getting everybody else involved. He was struggling. Flat out, he was struggling, man. It was C.J. McCollum's day, though, and I can't wait to talk about the 37 that he poured in there and just the way that he put his team on his back, man. That was really, really cool to see. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But when I get back, we're going to break that thing down a little bit. Portland, Denver. Portland wins 196. Denver looked really, really good. You know, coming, bouncing back at every little turn, but it just wasn't enough. I got to take a break. I'll be back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Harden stopped at the elbow by Curry. Flicks it to Gordon, who pushes from 10. Knocks it home. It's an 8-point game.
Game shot clock. Raymond thought about that three. And they get a foul on Davis and make it home.
The best of everything.
Curry got another three.
How does he do that in all that traffic?
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Shoots the two, blocked by Brian Williams, recovered by Gill. 8 seconds, Perkins batted back out. McMillan, another three, way short.
That's it.
Mokumbo embraces the ball and the unlikely upset, one of the great upsets in NBA playoff history. The eighth seed, a team that was two games over 500 on the season, the Denver Nuggets. Youngest in the NBA have beaten the team with the best record in the NBA, the Seattle Supersonics, and Dikembe Mutombo, one of the stars.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff, man. When you think about it, I'm sitting there just reminiscing in my head. Sorry about that, Scott, but I'm thinking about Denver Nuggets, Dikembe Mutombo making that block, waving his finger, the eight seed beating the one seed, and total chaos in the Western Conference. And now this is the first time that the Blazers are in the Western Conference Finals since 2000. I'm just amazed. I'm absolutely amazed. And CJ McCollum was that dude. He was seriously that dude for them today. And although Damian Lillard did not really impact the game with a lot of points, the way that we probably would have thought he would have, but he did impact the game in many different ways. Lots of rebounds, lots of assists, lots of clutch shots down the stretch when his team needed him to make some big plays. But CJ McCollum, man, oh man, that dude literally put his team on his back and said, look, we're getting to the Western Conference Finals, and I'm going to lead the way. I'm going to throw in 37 points. I'm going to give us like 9 rebounds. And I'm going to go out there and do my thing. And he was great. He really was. And you know, the thing that happened to Denver, which to me is something that I've said again, man, who's their go-to guy? Down the stretch of that ball game, I'm sorry, but they kind of look like a deer in headlights. They kind of look like a team that was unsure of themselves. And we hadn't seen that from the Denver Nuggets in the postseason so far. They had stepped up to every single challenge. And they were kind of on their way to doing that against Portland in that game 7. But Portland just kind of kept coming. And it was just like there was going to be no quitting them. And when you have a guy like CJ McCollum who's seeing the rim the way that he was seeing it, it looked like an ocean to him. So I really think that this is going to be an interesting matchup, Portland playing the Golden State Warriors. I'm excited for it. But I want to go through this for you just like I always do with – all the minutes and everything. And again, I think that this is something to pay a little attention to. It's a little bit concerning, but again, I understand game seven, you got to do what you got to do to get the victory, to advance and have that opportunity to go to the NBA finals. So the minutes are going to be a little insane here. Aminu played terrible, man. He just couldn't get into the flow of the game. I don't know what's going on with him, and they're going to need better play out of him if they are going to do anything against Golden State. But 7 minutes for him. Harkless played 17, and those are their two guys that, like, if they're on, they're going to play a lot of minutes, and if they're not on, then there's other guys that are going to get the minutes, like Collins and Leonard, and maybe even Evan Turner and Rodney Hood. Hopefully he's okay. Hopefully Rodney Hood's all right. But minutes wise, Enes Kanter, 40. That's a lot of minutes for Enes Kanter, who, by the way, is a little banged up. Lillard plays 45 minutes. McCollum plays 45 minutes. A lot of minutes to be logging, man. But the Blazers do have a bench. He did play five guys off the bench and like decent minutes. But those three guys, Kanter, Lillard, and McCollum, obviously carrying a lot of the load minutes-wise and scoring-wise and everything else-wise too, to be honest. But Zach Collins, you know, he played a role in this game. He really did. Turner played a huge role, probably a lot bigger role than anybody would have ever expected, making a couple clutch free throws down the stretch too. But a decent amount of minutes for Lillard and McCollum and Enes Kanter, something to watch. How will he use his bench in the next series? But I'll tell you what, Stotts does use the bench. Again, went five deep, played 10 players. That's more than Philadelphia and Toronto, by the way. Look at what the Nuggets did. And, you know, again, man, these are what are called growing pains, if you ask me. When you're a team like the Denver Nuggets, who were outstanding all season long, and I'm sure they're disappointed, but at the same time, you're going to be running with this squad for a long, long time there. And I think Denver's going to be good for a long time. I really do. But again, there's something called growing pains. And in the biggest moment, Joker, he misses a free throw that could have made it a one-point game instead of it being a two-point game late down the stretch. And again, you know, little things. But these little things get magnified in the postseason, in playoff action. But the minutes there, Millsap 32, Craig plays 33, Jokic plays 42, Murray 38, and Harris 39. Bench, you know, again, he uses them a little bit. Four guys come off the bench for Denver, Plumlee, Morris, Beasley, and Barton. Barton being the guy who played 20. Plumlee plays 19, but not a huge contribution. You know, you get 17 points from your bench. I think you need more than that from the Denver Nuggets. In a home game, in a game seven, I think your role players got to show up a little bit more. I think your guys in Jokic and Murray, I mean, Jokic, when you look at it at the end of the day, he scores 29 points, has 13 rebounds, but he only had two assists. And that's where he's been a lot better in every other game. I think that's his lowest total all season long. I think he had that one other time. So that's not typical. Either he wasn't looking to pass the ball or guys just weren't making shots for him. I mean, either way, you just got to get more. And these guys just didn't show up in a big game, and C.J. McCollum did. And Damian Lillard did, too, in a different way. Like I said, only had 13 points, but he has 10 rebounds. He has 8 assists, really got everybody involved. Just a tremendous job. Really a tremendous job. And for Portland to go in there on the road and win a Game 7, you just got to take your hat off, man. Got to take your hat off. You got to say, wow, that's an impressive performance from a team to win two straight, winning Game 6, winning Game 7 on the road. Doesn't happen that often, man. So what does that mean? What does that mean for Portland? Those are some of the things we're going to get into on the other side when you think about the matchups that we have in the Western and the Eastern Conference Finals now. Portland playing Golden State, and I think you got a really, really cool matchup in the backcourt in this one. Two of the best backcourts in all of the league. Who's going to win that battle night in and night out? That's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. What role does Kevin Durant play? Does he play in this series? Again, I think he'll be reevaluated sometime on Monday. But if he doesn't play, obviously, that's a huge, huge thing in this series. So we'll see how that is. And then lots of things to talk about with Toronto and Milwaukee. You got two great players, Giannis and Kawhi Leonard, going at it. I mean, this is. I don't think we could have asked for anything more, people. And when you think about the NBA playoffs, they have been fantastic. They really have. They've been really good. All right, I got to take a break. Speaking of really good, I don't want to be late on this because we got to take it on time. I'll be back in just a few. We're going to keep rapping about the matchups here at Western Eastern Conference Finals. I'll get you some scores, too, on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap style, right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Alrighty, my people. Welcome back in. Let's talk. Get at me if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. Or it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Sorry about that. Just got a lot of things in my mind right now as I'm going through all of the scores from the action, man, oh, man. And when you think about the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, you got Major League Baseball going on. They're just so many things happening right now. And again, you can get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, I'm going to run through some scores real quickly just around the sports world. And we'll start in Major League Baseball. Orioles over the Angels, 5-1. Red Sox, I feel like they found their groove, man. 11-2 over the Mariners. White Sox, 5-1 over the Blue Jays. Yankees, 7-1 over the Rays. Astros 15-5, looking like they're starting to really, really wake up again. Tigers 5-3 over the Twins. And that's interesting because Twins have been playing really, really well. I don't think most people would have expected them to have this big of a lead. And the way that the Indians are struggling a little bit. Phillies 6-1 over the Royals. Pirates 10-6 over St. Louis. Rockies get a win over the Padres. Maybe the Rockies will start playing a little bit better, people. I don't know. We'll see. But they've gotten out of the gates awfully slow. Padres hanging in there a little bit. And Machado is struggling big time for them. One of the big acquisitions of the offseason. Giants 6-5 over the Reds. Indians 5-3 over the Athletics. Braves 5-3 over the D-backs. Dodgers 6-0 over the Nationals. And then the Brew Crew losing to the Cubs 4-1. That's like two straight now that they've dropped to the Cubs. So the Cubs in first place in the Central, National League Central, that is. Marlins and Mets did not play. That game was postponed. But look, Major League Baseball in full throttle. I kind of want to just go through the standings for you a little bit, get you kind of get your knowledge on that, just get you the fix. Tampa Bay Rays still on top of that division, but it's getting less and less by the day, by the moment. Yankees right there about ready to explode. I really believe that the Yankees are going to have a huge season. Boston Red Sox playing much better, like I said. They've won 5 straight. They're 8-2 in their last 10, playing much better. Twins still on top of that division, a 4-game lead over the Cleveland Indians now. Tigers behind them, Chicago White Sox behind them, Kansas City in the back there. Houston Astros now a 6.5-game lead. I think they're going to run away with this division. There won't be much to talk about. They're the cream of the crop, and I don't know if anybody else winds up being 500 or better. That's how bad the West is, American League West, that is. Philadelphia Phillies in first place right now. In the National League East, Atlanta's in second. They're 3 games behind. The Mets 4 games behind them. Nationals 7.5. Chicago Cubs, like I said, now on top of that division, winning a couple straight now, 8-10 their last 10 games, 8-2 that is in their last 10. And their pitching has just gotten so much better, man. Cubs are going to be really tough to beat, really tough to beat. Brew Crew right behind them, 24-18 on the season, 2 games back, but like I said, lost a couple in a row. Pittsburgh still kind of hanging on, man, 20-17. St. Louis now tied with them at 22-19. So Dodgers on top of the division, a 4-game lead over both the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Will the Rockies get it going? We'll see what happens there. But that's kind of what's happening in Major League Baseball right now. Going on to some NHL hockey, in case you didn't know, the Bruins up 2-0 now on the Hurricanes. They get another big victory. They won 6-2. So they're going back to Carolina with a 2-0 lead. We'll see if they can steal one. We'll see if Carolina can make it a series. Ultimately, that's, again, man, being a sports fan, you want to see things be close. Carolina's been a great story so far. You want to see that story continue. And it's not that the Bruins aren't a great story. They are. But they've got a rich history of this stuff, man. I'm pulling for Carolina. I'm definitely pulling for Carolina. Sharks have a 1-0 lead over the Blues, and this looks to me like it could be a short series. But I don't want to bite my tongue because you never know. You don't want to overreact after one game. But what I saw was the Sharks being a very dominant, physical, tough team. And St. Louis just didn't look like they had the fight in them. We'll see if they come back strong in game two. That'll be a Monday nighter. So Blues and Sharks going at it. I believe it's 9 o'clock Eastern on that one. Speaking of that, tough to watch games on the East Coast, man. You're watching games like if a hockey game goes into overtime and you're a diehard fan, you're watching that game till like 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe even later. So more power to you people if you are one of those people that can will it out and stay up. That's the cool thing about living on the West Coast. We're done with sports, and I don't mean it like we're done with sports, but I mean like the games are over at a reasonable hour most of the time. Every now and then, even here, you get a game that goes till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And then especially when the U.S. Open is going on, but that's – people love being there late because that's kind of like – that's the thing about it. That's what makes it special. But getting back to what we're talking about, Blues and Sharks, game two Monday night. We'll see what happens there. We'll see if the Blues have some fight in them or if this is all about the Sharks and the Bruins meeting in the Stanley Cup Finals. Because if they both take a 2-0 lead, look, things can happen. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you got to win two out of the next five games. I like their chances. So we'll see if Carolina has some fight in them and if they can do some work in their home arena, on their home ice. And we'll see if the Blues can come back out with a better effort in game two and knot this thing up and send that thing back to St. Louis 1-1. All right, let's get back into the NBA. And we'll talk about the matchups that we've got in the last little bit of time that we have here. And again, you can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I love interacting with people there, so happens all the time. You can call me. We can talk about it right here on the program. Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, I'm always live starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday nights. 1-800-878-7529. And by the way, you can always catch the Dorf on Sports radio show, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday mornings. All right, so I'm sitting here thinking about Portland and Golden State and that dream matchup of the backcourt. But there's also a dream matchup of two sons playing on opposite teams in Seth and Steph Curry. I mean, what a dream for parents. How cool is that? You can't lose. Like, you can't lose, man. One of your kids is going to play in the NBA Finals, and one of them might be doing it, you know, for like his fifth or sixth time, and he might win 4 out of 5. And your other son may have an opportunity to get to the finals. Cool situation. Dream scenario for a parent. What will it be like with Steph and Clay going up against Dame and CJ? I mean, wow. This is a great matchup, people. Two of the most dynamic backcourts that the NBA has probably ever seen. You have two of the best shooters, and you got two guys. I mean, they're all fierce competitors, believe me. But, you know, Dame is – he's one of those guys that people talk about as being like a top 10, top 15 player in this league. So it kind of is really cool that this Portland story, it's pretty cool. I haven't been there since 2000, man. I mean, in a way, like, you have to be pulling for the Blazers even though your brain is telling you, look, the Golden State Warriors are going to win this series, and they might even be able to win the series in like five games. But there is a scenario where Portland can probably win this thing in six. So it's going to be fun watching that matchup. Which guards will win game to game? And each game is going to be its own storyline. All right, not a lot of time to talk about that, but I also really think the story of the Currys on each side is pretty cool. That's pretty fun. All right, last few minutes I want to talk about Bucks and Raptors. Obviously, you got two stars going at it here. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who may very well be the MVP of the NBA this year, going up against a guy in Kawhi Leonard that, look, man, he's won championships. He's been an MVP of championship runs with the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, again, this is another great matchup. I'm going to give the nod, obviously, to the Milwaukee Bucks. And it's not because I'm a homer. It's because they've been the best team in the postseason so far. That's not me making something up. Those are facts. They've played nine games. They've swept the first round. They got through the second round in five. And they beat a team in Boston that people thought could beat them. And after game one, Paul Pierce declared it over. Man, that was cool seeing him eat his words. That was really cool. But I think, you know, you look at the way that Coach Bud coaches, keeps those guys fresh and has those minutes very, very well in hand for how he plays his starters. And their bench, now that the president, Malcolm Brogdon, is back, I think the Bucks are the deepest team. I really do. They're lacking a little bit of experience. But at the same time, they're growing with each and every series, man. And Giannis has that look to me. He has that it factor. We all know that. But now he's got that look. Like, he's starting to believe that what they want to accomplish is really within reach. And it's right there for the taking. So, yeah, if you're asking me who my favorite is right now, I'm going to tell you, I like the Milwaukee Bucks. I think that's the most complete team. But they're going to have to beat a really, really tough Golden State team or a Portland team. Going to be fun. That's all I can say. Hear that music. I know I got to take one more final pause for the cause tonight. Come back like I always do. Give you my parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. Doing the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always check out the Dorf on Sports Radio program from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday morning. And then, obviously, catch me late night doing the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, we got all that covered. Went through a lot of things, man. Went through the NHL. Went through Major League Baseball. Went through the NBA, obviously, pretty heavily because we had ourselves a couple Game 7s where Portland wins on the road, and then the home team has Kawhi Leonard hit a huge shot for them. You know, I mean, and they roll into the Eastern Conference now with a little bit of momentum. Portland rolls into the Western Conference with a little bit of momentum now. We'll see if they can keep it rolling. I like Golden State to play Milwaukee in the final, and that's what I've been saying for a long, long time. But you know what? We're here now, and we'll see what happens. That was also with Kevin Durant being healthy. We'll see how that impacts the series, if it impacts that series. And we'll see if it impacts the Golden State Warriors moving forward. I thought they played a hell of a Game 6 on the road in Houston, and they had the heart of a champion. So the message here is don't underestimate the heart of that champion in the Golden State Warriors, man. Because they still got something to prove, whether we think they do or not. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Got to thank Scott for everything he does. I'm the Andy Dorf saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap at Sports Overnight America.